Today on Be'ez Hashem we learn Daf Nun Vav on Masechtas Nedarim. Some of the topics and terms we learn about include: the Gemara will continue discussing how to understand various terms specifically as used in Nedarim. Some of these terms include Hanoidim and Habayis. The Mishnah discusses whether the word Bayis refers only to the main floor of a house or to the second story as well. The Mishnah also determines which area of the doorway is included in this neder. Hanoidim min Hamita. The Gemara describes several types of beds. An ordinary mita was constructed by tying ropes onto a frame and placing cushions on top. The simpler dargish, on the other hand, consisted of a leather sheet which was suspended between the bed frame. The Mishnah discusses whether a dargish is also called a mita. Hanoidim min ha'ir. A city is surrounded by two distinct areas, the Ibur and the Tchum. The 2,000 amas surrounding a city are its Tchum, its boundaries, and it's forbidden to walk past this point on Shabbos. If there is a structure standing within 70 and two-thirds amas of the city limits, the area between the city and this building is called Ibur Shalir, an extension of the city, and we begin counting the Tchum of the city from beyond this point. The Mishnah discusses which of these areas are included in the word Ir. Through its discussion, the Gemara also references the following important ideas. Sudas Havra. After returning from the burial of a close relative, the first meal of the mourner is called Sudas Havra. He is forbidden to eat his own food at this meal, and so it must be provided by others. Kfiyas Hamita. A mourner must overturn the beds in his house. The Gemara discusses which beds are included in this practice. Hezger Beis Mitzayra. If tzaras appears on the walls of a house, a kohen must inspect its size and color. If the area exhibits the symptoms of tzaras, the kohen must close off the house for 7 days, after which the spot is re-examined. The Gemara discusses within which part of the threshold the kohen must stand when sealing the house.